The Labour Department released its latest job report today that shows 163,000 jobs were added in July. Unemployment, however, rose to 8.3% and 150,000 people left the workforce. The July figures surprised economists who'd predicted 100,000 jobs would be created. 151,000 jobs a month is enough to keep up with the population growth, but not enough to drive down the unemployment rate. The job gain was broad-based in manufacturing, restaurants and bars, retail, education and health services, although governments cut 9,000 positions. However, according to the AP, the economy remains weak more than 3 years after the economists declared the recession had ended in June 2009. And Americans have been responding by spending less and saving more. Both candidates in this election year used the numbers to score political points. President Barack Obama heralded the news as more signs of a slow if steady job growth during an event at the White House today.
Learned that our businesses created 172,000 new jobs in the month of July. That means that we've now created 4.5 million new jobs over the last 29 months and 1.1 million new jobs so far this year.
And Mitt Romney, running for president on the Republican ticket, spoke at a truck equipment company in Nevada, the state with the nation's highest unemployment, and said the Friday numbers are not just statistics.
It's another hammer blow to the struggling middle-class families of America because the president has not had policies that put American families back to work. I'll put them in place and get America working again.